This is Jacqueline Powers, and I've had a lot of people messaging me, emailing me, and asking how can they go into trance easier. I guess a lot of you are struggling with it. Hypnotic trance could be very easy to experience if you allow it. One of the problems is that you may feel, just because you're still somewhat aware of what's happening during the session, that it doesn't count, that it's not actually hypnosis. Well, don't confuse hypnosis with being unaware. Hypnosis can induce a state of unawareness, yes. But you don't have to feel out of it to be hypnotized or entranced. You can be hypnotized and simply feel chill. Have you ever felt so chill and laid back that you're just too comfortable to be bothered by anything or anyone at all, and to move or do anything else is just too much effort, and just relaxing there, chilling for a while feels good? You know that feeling? Well, add that comfortable, chilled relaxation to listening carefully, focusing as you listen and follow along. Well, that's what trance is like. And to cross over into a deeper state of hypnosis can happen easily if you can just let yourself chill and do as the hypnotist tells you. An important key to going into trance is simply following instructions. So, if you want to be hypnotized, doesn't it make sense that you should follow the directions of the hypnotist? You need to be willing to cooperate and listen carefully. Make a true effort to just follow instructions. If the hypnotist tells you to close your eyes, for example, you should. And if you open your eyes without being told, it doesn't mean that you're not hypnotizable or can't be hypnotized. No. What that means is that you're not following directions and that you willfully chose to resist. If the hypnotist tells you to close your eyes, do it. And don't go opening your eyes until you're told. It's just that simple. And like I said before, the first state of hypnosis you may feel, simply chill. To feel anything deeper, you'll need to really want to feel it. Follow along and follow instructions. If you're comfortable with your hypnotist, you'll be just fine. So we covered the importance of following directions and being comfortable with who you choose as your hypnotist. But let me stress the importance of following instructions when it comes to the imagination. You've used your imagination your whole life. Imagination is simply the use of your memories, the mental pictures of sensations and things you've already seen, heard, smelled, tasted, or felt. Your imagination pulls from these memories to create mental pictures. When told to imagine, just let the pictures come to mind. Just allow yourself to imagine, feeling what you're told to feel. Tell yourself to think what you're told to think. That's easy, isn't it? Let me give you an example. We all know elevators. Everyone's been in one and out of one sometime in their life. And we could recall the memory of stepping into an elevator and pressing the button to go down. We all know that feeling. The feeling that you're sinking slowly to a lower level. You know that feeling. I know you do. It's easy to remember the sensation if you just try to remember it. Notice how you remember the physical sensation of going down, right? Didn't you just use your imagination to remember that? Just use your imagination fully. Choose to want to experience it and really try to imagine exactly what you're told. And of course, just chill and relax. It's easy to go from being deeply relaxed to becoming deeply hypnotized. So just go with the flow. Find a time and a place that you're not going to be disturbed for a while. So you can just lie and sit comfortably. Make sure those clothes you're wearing are comfortable and not too tight. And as you start a session, just be aware of your breathing and just will yourself to take calm, relaxed breaths. Allow that mind of yours to clear. Lose yourself in the hypnotic rambling of the hypnotist. Become so lost in the rambling that eventually it just loses meaning. Become so lost in it that your own thoughts don't make any sense. So lost that efforts to keep aware just tires your mind. So lost and tired that your mind just slips. You lose grip and fall into sleep. This is Jacqueline Powers, and have yourself a wonderful day.